first person singular. The views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Marco Pointer asks, what kind of learner are you?
Are you a puddle jumper, drummer, squirmer, sprawler, a fidgety, curious crawler? Did your teacher and parents endlessly nag you to stop rocking, to sit still, look at them when they spoke? Did a sense of unfitness, a failure, of I'm no good at that, envelop you throughout the school years? Then, good news, you are a kinesthetic learner. You were on to something, your own way of learning. You focus better when you're moving. You understand when your hands are busy, and you concentrate when you are sprawled on the floor, rocking, walking, or standing. Your approach is hands-on. Keep it up. Now the bad news. Teachers are not kinesthetic learners. We're auditory or visual. We have created a totalitarian system which will force you to be like us. Even though we are the adults responsible for change, we impose that requirement upon our kids.
By golly, this is how I teach, and they'll learn my way.
Here's how responsible adults might change. Place low tables for kids who prefer sitting on the floor. Set up chest-high tables for some who work standing. Spread a carpet for sprawlers. Encourage drumming on soft surfaces. Provide clay, cloth, and gadgets for fiddling. Mold spelling words into cookies and eat them. Sing, perform, dance, play. Who said learning is sedentary? Learning lives.
If you have an opinion or a story you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.